The Arabian Night Entertainments by Andrew Lang. Chapter 3. The Story of the First Old Man and of the Hind. "I am now going to begin my story," said the old man, "so please attend. This hind that you see with me is my wife. We have no children of our own. Therefore I adopted the son of a favorite slave, and determined to make him my heir. My wife, however, took a great dislike to both mother and child, which she concealed from me till too late. When my adopted son was about 10 years old, I was obliged to go on a journey. Before I went, I entrusted to my wife's keeping both the mother and the child, and begged her to take care of them during my absence, which lasted a whole year. During this time, she studied magic in order to carry out her wicked scheme. When she had learned enough, she took my son into a distant place and changed him into a calf. Then she gave him to my steward and told him to look after a calf she had bought. She also changed the slave into a cow, which she sent to my steward. When I returned, I inquired after my slave and my child. 'Your slave is dead,' she said, 'and as for your son, I have not seen him in 2 months, and I do not know where he is.' I was grieved to hear of my slave's death, but as my son had only disappeared, I thought I should soon find him. 8 months, however, passed, and still no tidings of him. Then the feast of the Bairim came. To celebrate it, I ordered my steward to bring me a very fat cow to sacrifice. He did so. The cow that he brought was my unfortunate slave. I bound her, but just as I was about to kill her, she began to low most piteously, and I saw that her eyes were streaming with tears. It seemed to me most extraordinary, and, feeling a movement of pity, I ordered the steward to lead her away and bring another. My wife, who was present, scoffed at my compassion, which made her malice of no avail. 'What are you doing?' she cried. 'Kill this cow. It is the best we have to sacrifice.' To please her, I tried again, but again the animal's lows and tears disarmed me. 'Take her away,' I said to the steward, 'and kill her. I cannot.' The steward killed her, but on skinning her he found she was nothing but bones, although she appeared so fat. I was vexed. 'Keep her for yourself,' I said to the steward, 'and if you have a fat calf, bring that in her stead.' In a short time he brought a very fat calf, which, although I did not know it, was my son. I tried hard to break its cord and come to me. It threw itself at my feet, with its head on the ground, as if it wished to excite my pity, and to beg me not to take away its life. I was even more...